Good evening, good evening, good evening, and good evening. This is the Fierce Female Network. Today is Sunday, April 25th, 2021. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And today's show, Get in the Media with Miss Nikki Woods. All right, if you guys don't know who Nikki Woods is, let me introduce you to her. Nikki Woods has more than 20 years of experience as an on-air personality and executive producer of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, the most successful syndicated urban radio show in history. Woods is also the CEO of Nikki Woods Media, a corporation that helps entrepreneurs, experts, and influencers grow their business to six-plus figures by leveraging the media and monetizing their expertise. To her credit, she has written six best-selling books, best featured by CNN, Huffington Post, Black Enterprise, The New York Times, and many more. She has positioned her students and clients to be seen by almost 1 billion people and helped them to generate over 8 figures in sales from the media. She has mentored more than 1,000 authors to best-selling status. Nikki is not only a trailblazer, she is a trendsetter, a social media influencer, author, blogger, motivational speaker, and mom. With her widespread and diverse social platform, Ms. Nikki Woods continually empower, educate, and enlighten those who are looking to impact the world with their message. So this is the show for you if you are an entrepreneur, business owner, and you're looking to spread your message by leaps and bounds, this is the show for you. Ms. Nikki Woods is going to tell you and give you some tips on getting your business in front of the media. All right, and so I'm waiting for Ms. Nikki Woods. She's going to be here momentarily, and while we're doing so, we're going to have a little music for your listening pleasure. This is Cranking Up the Crazy. Check this out, y'all.
A cold drinky drink. You know everybody needs a little breaky break.
Yeah.
Living large in slow motion. I got a yard. Hell, who needs a notion? And he's sitting there in a sexy tan line in a long chair next to mine. Cranking up crazy.
Cranking up crazy.
Me and my baby. Out of control, we might just sit back and take a nap. Like my blue tick red, yo, he rolls like that. Yeah, he might boot scoot later tonight. Throw it back, meet the neon light. Until that sun sets in the sky, we'll be rocking out and wasting time. Cranking up the crazy.
Cranking up the crazy.
Me and my baby. A bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone. Everybody now, bone chicka bone bone, chicka bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone. On the left now, bone chicka bone bone, chicka bone bone, bone chicka bone bone. Cranking up crazy,
cranking up crazy.
Me and my baby.
Yeah.
everybody sing.
Bone chicken, bone chicken, chicken bone bone. Bone chicken, bone bone.
Breaking up crazy.
All right, all right, all right. Miss Nikki Woods is trying to get in on the line. All right, so she's going to be here momentarily. You know what, y'all, it's jam-packed. It is jammed and busy, but we're going to get Nikki Woods momentarily. And while we do that, this is Family Tree by Pastor Randy. We'll be right back. Y'all, hang on in there with me. And while you do that, I want you to take your little fingers, fly across your laptop and your mobile devices, go on over to Facebook.com, use the keyword, The Fierce Female, and give the page a like. I will greatly appreciate it. This is Family Tree by Pastor Randy. Introduced her a little bit earlier. I am so humbled and so inspired to have Nikki Woods on today. Good evening, Miss Woods. It is a pleasure.
It's my pleasure, too. I didn't know you were going to be so excited, but I'm glad I'm here. I would often get this excitement.
Miss Woods, you know, you are the best. You are the boss of the sauce when it comes to media. You have helped so many, and I'm telling you, there is none better than Queen Nikki Woods. There is none better when it comes to getting entrepreneurs.
I need to talk
media.
To you once a week. My goodness. You
I'm
are a good hype man. I'm great. How
I'm
are you?
There. Miss Nikki, you know I love you. I've been following you for I don't know how long, for years. I love you so much, but I want to hear from you. And so we only have a few moments left in this show, in the episode, and I want you to share your wealth of knowledge. Tell these entrepreneurs, they just hanging on. They want to know how to get their business in the media. What to do? What can we do?
Oh, my goodness. So that's such a long conversation. I'll have to call you back. I apologize for being late, but was having a little bit of trouble getting in. But the one thing that I can share in the time that we have left, and this is probably the most important thing that I think a lot of people who are not familiar with how the media works knows, and that is that it really is not about what it is that you're trying to sell. So it's not about your service. It's not about your book. It's not about any of that stuff. It really is about the value that you bring through whatever it is you're doing. And so many people, and this really is just a real slight shift, and it's so easy to make, but so many people, when they pitch the media, they're so super focused on what they're selling that it turns the media off. And most producers, if it sounds like this heavy sales pitch, will say no to it because they're not trying to sell your book for you. They're not trying to sell your service. They're not trying to blow your business up. their job is to make sure that they're providing information, education, empowerment, entertainment, whatever it may be, to their audience. So they're not interested in you know, having a whole 5-minute commercial about whatever it is that you have going on. They're interested in making sure that they are super serving their audience. So quick fix, all you have to do is focus on whatever that service is going to bring transformation around, whatever that book is teaching people, you know, whatever that movie is going to do, whether it's going to make you laugh or make you cry. Focus on the value, because if you can write a book, say, let's just take an example. Say you wrote a book about how to become a millionaire in 3 months, right? Obviously, you know a lot about how to make money, and a lot of people out there want to know how to make money. So if you just pitch your book, it may not land as well as if you say something like, I want to help your audience become millionaires in three months. I can give them 5 tips that will get them started today. Guaranteed you'll get a yes every single time. Guaranteed. Like, who doesn't want to make more money? And most audiences are filled with people who would like to make more money. And that works for anything, whether it's a relationship, whether it's health, whether it's fitness. It could be technology. As long as you're speaking to the right audience, and that's important too, and offering that value, you will get all the media your little heart desires.
Juicy, delicious, educational, and informative. Did you guys hear that? Write it down, write it down, write it down. Did you hear me? Write it down. Ms. Nikki says, bring value. We got to bring value, guys. Education. Great tips. And so I want you guys to listen to what she's saying. And Ms. Nikki, when you first got into media, did you know that you wanted to get into broadcasting media, or did you shift? Sometimes we have to shift. Sometimes we have to shift our focus because life happens, things happen, and we have to shift a little bit and maybe take a career change. Did you have a shift moment, or did you always know that you wanted to get into broadcasting and media?
No, I didn't even consider it. I had a big shift moment. The first day I walked into a 5th grade classroom as a teacher, it was like, oh, this is not for me. So I knew really early on in my career as an educator that is not what I was supposed to be doing. So I only officially taught school, I would say 2 years before I decided to go back to school and do something else. And, I talked to people. I just thought about really what did I enjoy doing. And it's communicating. And that was the best fit for me. I didn't want to be in PR. I didn't want to, you know, be a communications professional in a corporate setting. And so I just started trying things out. And the best thing I did when I first started looking at journalism, which is what my second degree is in, broadcast journalism, is I started doing things around the campus radio station and the campus TV station, and it was a perfect fit. And so after that, I was just full steam ahead. But you definitely, I think some people, you know, they go down with the ship, right? So they tell people, oh, I'm going to be a doctor, and then they go off on this, you know, this route to be a doctor, and then they, you know, discover early on that they don't want to be a doctor. But they've told everybody they're going to be a doctor. Being a doctor is prestigious. Being a doctor, you can make, you know, a lot of money once you pay off all those student loans. And so they just stick with it, but they're not happy. And it makes me so sad to know that there are just millions of people out there who are stuck in, and I won't even call them careers, but jobs that they're miserable at because they're too scared to take a risk. And it is scary. But I just couldn't imagine doing something for 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, 10 days that didn't just make my heart absolutely sing.
Wow. 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 Woo. Aha moments. Aha moments. As Ms. Oprah Winfrey says, aha moments, you guys. I'm having an aha moment. So if when I slow down and I don't tell you all the juice right away, I'm having an aha moment. And so you know what, guys? We're out of time, but listen, this was the best 10 minutes I've ever spent with anybody on air. Did y'all hear that? I'm so serious. I'm so serious right now.
Well, I'm gonna need a copy of this recording so I can send it to my daddy. But I do mean it. I would love to come back. I don't ever show up late for interviews. It wasn't necessarily my fault, but I will take ownership. And if you have time for me to come back, I would love to do that.
I would love to have you back. I would love it. And I'll schedule it with your team. And I'm telling you, this was just awesome. Miss Nikki, I really appreciate it.
I am so glad you had me on. What?
I wanted to make sure I was here like 5 minutes, 10 minutes early, because I said, Miss Nikki, I know her standard. I know her integrity. She's going to be on time.
I was, but the phone system was not cooperating with us. But these things happen, and you show up anyway, right? And so I'm sure you showed up, and you did what you had to do before I could show up, but you just show up. But this is life, and we just roll through it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know what? I really appreciate you. I really do. And you guys, we're out of time. We're going to have Ms. Woods back, going to schedule with her team. And this was just delicious and entertaining, enjoyable, and most of all, a lot of value and educational. Thank you so much, Ms. Woods. I really appreciate you to the highest.
Oh, I appreciate you back. Thank you for having me on.
You're more than welcome.
You motivated.
Back on.